This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
Good morning. Time to get to work.
What in the world is this?
We told folks that we're going to do the show from the basement.
Right.
And they're like, there's no way you can do the show from the basement.
Are these guys fun to work with? And I go, no. I said, but they do a good show.
100 shows. Oh, my God. The over-under was 75.
We said there's two things. You got to pass the sniff test. Oh.
Listener,
when well, you come visitor, to the basement,
you'll come, come to the basement, basement and hang out.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like an appetizing thing. When are you coming to the basement?
Come on, the basement. Come
on. I say it on.
What did you bring for us? Because that would be Chester's and Fuller's.
Yeah. And the, out of the corner of my eye, I see something attacking me, so I just jump up.
It's a replay of the Cotton Bowl. Robin the Duke fan rolled in here at 3 a.m.
Got to get an early start on the mosquitoes.
That's it. That's exactly right. This is our message for LeBron.
I thought that was just looked like you and Wes. I didn't realize they're actually dogs. They are.
OH and four.
No, if you're a good interviewer, you should be able to just spit them out without fumbling around.
So this is a comparison day for me because people have said being on Packer and Durham is like a root canal.
Pretty similar.
And so then I'm going to have a root canal and see if it's true.
DJ Uyangalale. Okay. Uyangalale.
Right. You're not calling Billy.
You've got hounds, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't have a hound. I have a dog.
A dog.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. How the heck are you there, Wes? Good to talk to you too, brother.
The guy just called the show, Charlie, and said that Billy had passed away. Is he doing all right? The second your big toe hits the water, you're the visiting team.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
Oh, okay, great.
What's up, Doc? How are you guys?
What are you smoking?
Well, what are you smoking?
Nothing.
A little bit more thread count, but I think it's going to look just as good on you as it does on me.
Enjoying, you know, friendship.
That's it.
We got a friendship for life.
That's it. Robin the Duke fan.
Even though you are a Carolina fan.
Packer and Durham.
Apparently in front of a live audience.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I just thought it was Robert and Otto back in the Christmas decoration room.
Yeah.
Happy 100. Who thought we could get to 100? Raise your hand. That's what I thought. Welcome to Packer and Durham. That would be Wes Durham over there.
Good morning.
Chester and Fuller gear. I have come prepared.
And this would be Mark Packer who's here to talk with you about your home loan.
That's it. Rates are down. I'll give you a deal. Guaranteed. I told you I was going to wear a suit.
Is that going to be a fixed rate?
For you, yes, without question. But I'm going to need to see some backup material for you, my man. Don't bring Vicky's checking account in here.
Is our company somehow or another involved in the new Bond movie and you're no. Trying out for a role?
No, even though I am a Bond guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Bond now.
Oh, no.
I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. This is going to be a fun show.
Promise?
I guarantee. We have a little bit of everything lined up for this show today.
Okay.
Again, number's 844-SAY-ACCN. That's 844-SAY-ACCN. And in honor of Wes Durham, no socks, despite the suit. No
That's
socks.
Right. We're wearing no socks again today.
There you go.
That's right.
So we were almost bad boy. Yeah. All right.
But you look really nice, by the way.
I feel good.
That's that suit. That's, as Dennis Hopper said in Hoosiers, you got yourself a real humdinger right there, don't you?
Yeah, I got it going on today.
Yeah, you do. You're really working the business frame, aren't you?
You know, believe it or not, I'm going to the doctor later today.
You never go to the doctor.
I finally got back to the dentist, but the doctor never goes.
So you're really going to the doctor today?
I am.
Is this all related to the last couple weeks?
This could be maybe a funeral suit the way I'm working. Just telling you right now.
Is this all related to the last couple of weeks?
Months, you mean? Yes. Yep. So we better enjoy this 100th show was all I'm saying to you. Because tomorrow, assuming we're still employed, you're bringing in Clifford the cat tomorrow.
Clifford will be here, you know, give or take the attitude of a cat in the 9 o'clock hour. Yes.
So we'll have to probably take the dogs out.
That will be a given tomorrow.
By the way, speaking of the hounds, Chester and Fuller are sporting.
Yeah.
Their 100 show bandanas today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sensing that the over and under, you can see Fuller right there with his 100 on.
Yeah.
And Chester's sound asleep over here on the Ottoman.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm sensing that I'm going to go full Leonard Hamilton on you. by the first or second break.
Well, let me ask you this. I think you're going to have a combination of things happen today.
I could turn into Gary Williams, Maryland coach, by the third hour.
I was thinking you would go Leonard Hamilton and loosen the tie.
Yeah, that's first TV timeout.
Jim Boeheim, throw the coat.
That could be very well by 7:30.
And then Mike Young of Virginia Tech with the sleeves rolled up by the end.
Oh, no doubt. I think that can all happen in the first hour of the show at this rate.
In the first hour. Okay.
You know, I don't want to wake up Mrs. P because she's sound asleep on the third floor.
That. Right.
But I just really thought about turning the thermostat down about 6.5, which I really love in the summer. So we got that going for us. All right. We got stuff to get into.
Okay.
Again, we're going to have fun. You take your phone calls, 844-SAY-ACCN. Mm-hmm. We'll get into hoops, but there was some football news yesterday, and kind of no surprise there with T. Higgins.
No, I don't think so. And T. Higgins has declared for the NFL draft. There's some things about Clemson in this last 24 hours leading up to this pack that are going to be interesting because some of this is kind of a given. Like Isaiah Simmons is a given because I think he has told Clemson coaches that when he came back last year, that, you know, this would be it. But T. Higgins did make the declaration yesterday, and you see that Mel Kiper Jr.'s already got him in the top 20. I think he's one of those guys that'll be a combine freak, by the way.
Sure.
And in his private workouts, which is where I think the teams really dig down, he'll be fantastic, and I expect him to be a first night guy in Las Vegas in April for sure.
But you know, here we go. We got basically 48 hours, give or take, maybe even a little less than that for folks to declare. Mm-hmm. So I suspect that you will get much more information here in the next day and a half from Clemson losing a couple dudes, you might guess.
I think Simmons and Higgins are the easy ones. ETN, I think, is probably easy in the end. But I think AJ Terrell's the one that that's the one you're thinking about, right? Is that the one that you think?
It won't surprise me if they all go.
Right. Yeah.
You know, here's the other thing, too, Wes. You know, they've had so much success. It's not as if there was something missing on the table. You know, have you
won what they can win.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, have you won an ACC championship? Mm-hmm. Yeah, every year. Have you been to the college football playoff? Yes, every year.
Right.
Have you won college football playoff games? Yes. Have you won a national championship? Yes. I mean, so, you know, it takes a unique individual to say, hey, listen, I want to come back for more because I love the college game. So, mm-hmm. If they all decide to leave and declare for the NFL draft, it would not surprise me at all.
I mean, Travis Etienne want to come back and be a three-time ACC player of the year? Is that possible? Yes. Well, you know, I mean, who knows? But my expectation is we'll get some word on Etienne and some word on A.J. Terrell and an official word, if you will, on Isaiah Simmons at some point here in the next day or so.
Were you surprised that there was nothing, at least nothing that I know of, regarding Justin Fuente and Baylor? I thought for sure there would be something leaked one way or the other yesterday.
I think today is the big day. If, in fact, the reports, Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports had the one Tuesday night. If, in fact, yesterday there was a meeting, the folks I've talked to, both in the Big 12 and tied to the Virginia Tech coverage, tell me that they're not sure if the meeting occurred and if it did, where. Was it in Waco? I'd heard one point yesterday afternoon it might have been Waco, and then the other point there was a little bit of an uncertainty. If Justin Fuente is going to be the head coach at Baylor, or if he is their leading candidate, common sense would tell you, just the process, that this would take place in, what, the next 12 hours?
It's got to be quick.
Yeah.
I mean, for everybody's sake. I mean, for Baylor, he's got to find a coach, and mm-hmm. If it turns out that Fuente decides to go, then Virginia Tech's tag, you're it. You got to get moving. So, I mean, it's for everybody's best interest for a decision to be made on that front.
One thing I have heard, and by the way, Drew and Josh, we may have to try and squeeze David Teal in on this tomorrow on the Friday show if we can.
We're here.
Yeah, well.
Still employed.
if we're not showing the door, so to speak, of your own house, which might be a nice trick.
Won't be the first for me.
It is expected that if Justin Fuente takes the Baylor job, there is a sense of expectation that Whip Babcock, their athletics director, will move very quickly.
You have to, Wes.
Well, but he's done that in the past, and I think that there's some confidence level that he would be very, very quick and efficient in naming a new head coach at Virginia Tech. How quick, how efficient, I don't know. But, you know, like we said yesterday, every AD has a list. every working AD should have a list, especially in Power 5.
Well, you have to move quickly because if it turns out to be the case, mm-hmm. hey, you're still in a recruiting period here. I mean, you know, there's still another national signing day coming up here within the next 3 to 4 weeks. And, you know, for Virginia Tech, there's still some meat on the bone in all likelihood from that perspective. So we'll see what happens on that front, but that'll be something to keep an eye on as far as who declares for the NFL draft and also the Justin Fuente watch mm-hmm. With Waco and Blacksburg. We'll see where it goes.
Yep. All right. Let's start the look back on the previous 99 shows with show one. Oh, I'm sorry. We have something else. I'm trying to read this and I'm looking about it. It says we have a hype video.
Let me emphasize again. This will be our last show.
All right. I'm sorry. Here's the other piece that we were going to run in this segment too.
What is Packer and Durham?
Let me know. It wasn't my idea. I know it wasn't your idea. It's somebody's idea. We're getting ready to do it coming up in August. It's going to be great.
It's informative. Entertaining.
Definitely entertaining.
We're going to try and talk about every school and absolutely. Every show.
Yeah. Every ACC team will get some love on every particular show. That's a guaranteed lock.
All the sports.
We will not be this well-dressed, however. No. I can assure you this will be the last time you will see us in blazers. Guaranteed lock.
On a Packer and Durham show.
On the Packer and Durham show. Now, there may be some other things we're forced to do.
Right.
Which will show up and look like we have a clue. But it's going to be 3 hours of fun, entertainment. And if you're an ACC fan, it is going to be a must-watch.
And it's in his basement.
It is in the basement. And that's almost a little disturbing for not necessarily us, but the listeners and the viewers, because we're going to take this from a Wayne's World concept. Quite frankly, we don't know what it's going to look like.
It's not going to be a Wayne's World concept.
That's what it is now.
No, it's not.
Oh, believe me.
No, it's not.
Chester, Fuller,
those
two
dogs. Yes.
Yeah, they will be the biggest stars of the show. We're just going to be on their coattails.
Allegedly, my cat may come by.
Clifford's got to be a part of it. Right. And the neighborhood. You're going to get a chance to probably meet the neighbors, and we'll just walk in with fresh baked goods for breakfast.
The other part about this is, to be honest with you, there are going to be people that drop by.
Yeah, with breakfast. That's the key. You're not allowed in unless you bring some type of bakery or baked goods.
They're not going to have to bring breakfast just to drop by. If David Cutcliffe's in Charlotte and he wants to come by, he can come by.
First of all, it's my house. Well, let's get that straight, all right? So there will be baked goods along with great ACC news, guests, interviews, entertainment. Laughs, dogs, and no blazers. Guaranteed lock.
Absolutely no blazers.
Thank you. Delivered on that part until today.
I'm wearing a suit. It's different. If you want a blazer, I'll bring a blazer down for you for the next segment if you're in the mood.
No, you're okay, Coach.
All right. You're following along over there okay? You got the script?
I guess.
Okay. You sure about that?
I'll let you toss all this.
We did that. Montage, video, whatever you want to call it, segment, about a year ago.
May. Yeah, we did it at Amelia Island in May, right?
And we really didn't have any idea what this was.
No clue what we were doing. Had some ideas. But
I mean, I'll be honest with you, watching that, I haven't seen that in forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pretty close.
Yeah. The breakfast part's worked out.
No doubt.
Yeah.
We don't wear blazers.
No, we definitely don't wear blazers.
Nope.
We wear suits.
Suits. Big time, West Durham.
In fact, before we go to
what were you gonna say?
Later in the show, we may see somebody actually bring us breakfast.
Well, I mean, yesterday, no disrespect, show 99.
Yeah.
You and Robert were loading up with Mrs. P's Belgian waffles and bacon.
That was pretty good. She did a great job. That was nice to have a little breakfast in show 99.
Well, she, by the way, reminded me that would be the end of that. So I hope you enjoy it.
Because at this rate, we won't be.
I told you.
We won't be show 101.
No, you expecting to see Clifford with 101? We're not going to be at 101.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll take the night in basketball and put it on stage for you as well, because there were some interesting ball games last night. Four of them on the card in the ACC. Virginia, Florida State was interesting and a little ugly at the end, to be honest with you.
It really was. A basket really meant something and nobody could make one.
Yeah.
But Florida State pulled it out.
Maybe because they defended pretty well at both ends of the floor.
Well, the defense is really good. Those are two terrific defensive teams.
And then Syracuse got a very important win. Notre Dame got a road win, and NC State got C.J. Bryce back in the lineup, and the Wolfpack beat Jim Larranega in Miami. So we'll recap the night in basketball coming up for you here on our show 100. And also,
are you all right over there? I'm worried about you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
Okay, just ask.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Josh Pastor here. Hello. Just want to congratulate you on 100 shows, Packer and
Durham.
Packer and Durham. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Wes. I totally forgot for a second there. Congratulations on 100 shows, Packer and Durham.
What?
It almost looked like Josh Pastner for a second.
What?
Was he underwater? What was happening there? We appreciate that, Coach.
Well, thanks, Coach. Was that shot? Was that Oscar Zapruder on the camera?
Yeah, looked like it.
In the world? Where was that from again?
I don't know.
Next time he's on this show, we'll have to have a conversation about his production skills.
844-SAY-ACCN is the number. 844-SAY-ACCN is show 100, and we got a lot to cover. We'll get to hoops here momentarily, but we have even more surprises.
Yeah, we got coaches. This is relates to ACC basketball because I thought you came up with a really good idea during basketball, Operation Basketball. When you started out asking the coaches that we talked to in our program, give me one word to describe ACC basketball this year.
One word to describe ACC basketball for this season is what?
One word.
Tough.
Unknown would be my word.
Wide open.
Okay, I'm going to let you pass.
There'll be a dash.
I got it, Mr. Army guy. I got it. You know, I am a graduate of the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Oh,
you don't have to explain that.
Monster, competitive. What are the words? I want to hear them.
You want to know?
I got to know. You shouldn't have to look at your papers.
If you're a good interviewer, you should be able to just
spit them out without fumbling around here.
Challenging.
Okay.
One word isn't enough.
No, that's good. It's different. We have not heard that one yet.
Yeah, not, that's a new one.
No one knows what to say. Basically, it's a bad question you're asking. So we're just throwing them out there.
Not a bad question at all. You know what? Because I'm just going to come back to haunt you when we watch your first game in Syracuse.
Yeah.
And I go, you know what? Syracuse is wearing Virginia out. You know what it is?
Yeah. Uncertain.
The coach is just uncertain. That's exactly what we're going to do.
That could be.
You know, every coach has given us a different answer.
Yeah.
Nobody's come up with monster.
Monster, by the way, is classic.
Yeah, I like that.
I think Tony Bennett and Josh Pastner thought it was a monster last night.
Tony Bennett, karma.
Oh, jeez.
Karma, Tony Bennett.
Wow. No, yeah, okay. Well, and let's start with Virginia, because last night in Tallahassee, Devin Vassell, who, friend of the show.
Yeah. And a terrific player.
Yeah.
Devin both ends of the floor.
How about a huge three late,
huge,
by the way,
right,
to salt it away. But Virginia loses for the third straight time. And it's been since Tony Bennett's first year that the Cavaliers have lost three straight. And last night, Florida State with Vassell getting 18, and the Seminoles keep rolling. Eight in a row now for Leonard Hamilton.
Well, eight straight for Florida State. There were also 34 combined turnovers in this game. You can call it whatever you want. Both teams play great, not good, great defense.
But
and it got to a point, Wes, in this game that, hey, making a shot was hard. It was hard.
Well, and that's kind of what – didn't we kind of expect this to be down and dirty, three downs kind of basketball last night?
You know, Florida State looked like they had a comfortable lead because, you know, making a shot was such a big deal that, well, hey, you get it by five or seven or something like that, it feels like you're by 15.
Mm-hmm.
And they got kind of in the comfort zone. Then all of a sudden they go about, I don't know, eight straight, nine straight possessions.
Yeah.
Make nothing. Turn the ball over six or seven times. Virginia makes some shots. They got the lead, but it was anybody's game with 2 minutes. It was a game that Virginia could have stolen on the road.
Right.
But the Noles, who have been fantastic at home. I mean, absolutely great. What, 58, the last 61 they've won?
Sure.
And I heard something at the end of the game. I don't know if people paid attention to this, but at the very end of the game, Jordan Cornette was doing it.
Yep.
Said Florida State is the best team in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Cornette made that comment.
Yep. By the way, I said they've lost three in a row. They lost four in a row, 2009, 2010, which was Tony Bennett's first year. the three losses in ACC play for Virginia equals their last 2 years in conference play.
Right.
And by the way, Cavaliers are in Atlanta on Saturday to meet Georgia Tech. Florida State is at Miami Saturday.
For Virginia, they have got to figure out a way to score. I mean, it is just pulling teeth, man. It's difficult for them. And, you know, every game's got to feel like the one last night to them. You know, you're just never going to get a game that you're comfortably ahead 10 or 15 and you can kind of cruise. I mean, every game's going to be close for Virginia. So it's going to be really interesting to see how Tony Bennett and his guys respond. Again, defending national champs, but it's a very, very different team.
And you mentioned the turnovers. Mamadi Diakite led them in scoring, but I thought this game was contested in the half court. Very few, you know, transition opportunities really for both schools. I thought game didn't surprise me that it kind of skewed to the ugly side, if you will.
I tell you what's a good news sign, I think, for Florida State is to win a grinder like this, right? I mean, they hit you in waves.
Question. Yeah.
And they're a kind of team that can get on kind of a little mojo and go on a run. Mm-hmm. But to win a game at home against Virginia where you had to get down and dirty and play.
Right.
I mean, every basket mattered. I think it's a sign of toughness with Leonard Hamilton's team, and they are going to be a tough out, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're the best team, but they're definitely one of the two or three in this league.
Well, last night at the Dome, the Fighting Josh Macri's got back on the got back to their winning ways.
Woodshed is what this was.
Yeah. Two in a row now for the Orange. Macri's team rides Buddy Boeheim's 22 to the win last night. They also hold Boston College, who got off to a horrific start, to 33% from the floor, Mark.
West, BC in the first half, 5 of 27
yeah.
from the field. Yeah. 0 and 14 from the threes. Yeah. I mean, just couldn't throw it in the ocean. And for Syracuse, though, finding a way to win at home. Again, you've been talking about the numbers in terms of visitors going on the road,
yep.
taking care of business in this league and conference play. Mm-hmm. But the first home win for Syracuse after three losses, you got to be able to say, hey, the Dome is our place. And they've had some tough games, but Syracuse lit up BC last night.
Look at Buddy Boeheim. I mean, these are way behind the line. Then he puts it on the floor and gets by C.J. Felder and scores. I got to tell you, he's expanded his game nicely.
Sure has. Syracuse has pieces, man, right? It's just like, can they get on a run? We keep harping about the glob, right? 4 through 15.
Oh, it's real. I looked at this last night after the last game.
There's a ton of 3 and 3s, and then mm-hmm. Georgia Tech now is 3 and 4. You know, somebody out of this group, maybe two teams, hopefully, can emerge and go on a run and kind of make this a solid 5, 6, 7 deep. But I don't know which one it's going to be. That's the question.
Well, there are 11 teams within two games. It's crazy.
Well, and at the very top, we know who the three are.
Duke, Florida State, and Louisville, clearly.
Without question. Yeah. And no disrespect to Virginia Tech, who's been the best story in the league so far at 4 and 2.
Absolutely.
And Coach Young and his guys have done a tremendous job. But we kind of know who the three are. I'm curious to see, again, of the 3 and 3s and the 3 and 4s, who can give me a back-to-back week mm-hmm. winning 3 out of 4, maybe sweep in a couple weeks. So we'll see where it goes.
By the way, the bottom order in the ACC, Boston College is at Wake Forest Sunday night here on ACC Network.
Something's got to give.
Yep. And BC, by the way, in Winston-Salem, Wake's 1 and 5, and BC is in that group at 3 and 3 that has Syracuse, NC State, Clemson, and now Virginia. Let's go to Notre Dame. All right, let's go to Raleigh first.
All right.
Because last night, C.J. Bryce came back in the lineup for Kevin Keats' team. They beat Miami 80-63. D.J. Funderburk was fantastic. And then I thought had a very insightful comment after the game. He said, if I can stay focused on and off the floor, I can help our team win. And I think
usually how it works, isn't it?
Well, Funderburk, you know, suspended early in the season, things like that, has come back. And I think he's been a real factor and kind of where NC State's going. When he plays well, they play well. No question, Johnson, Beverly, Jericho Helms is kind of finding his stride. I think it's taken Helms a while to come back from the fall, by the way, at Wake Forest.
I thought this was a not necessarily a must win, but a definitely need to have a guy to want to, right? This is one of those at home, you got to start holding serve. You got Clemson coming in this weekend who's red hot. I think it's kind of important for NC State to have one of those 2-0 weeks and get back in good footing. But the fact that CJ's back certainly will help this team because they needed him desperately.
Yeah, and then the last game of the four last night was in Atlanta, and that's where Georgia Tech lost to Notre Dame 78-74, and Prentice Hubb was fantastic late. TJ Gibbs hit a three standing out on the downtown connector to salt it away for Notre Dame, who won the turnover margin by five, and that's something you always keep an eye on with Georgia Tech. John Mooney, by the way, ran his double-double tally up again, but Hub's 25 was the difference. And there's Hub cutting one loose. But the one from Gibbs late in the second half was the game changer for Notre Dame.
And Georgia Tech, much like Syracuse, Wes, you got to be able to win games at home. I mean, if you're not going to win at home, good luck. But 0-3 now in ACC play for the Jackets. And Josh Pastor is looking to turn that thing around. DeVoe played well last night. He had 22. He can score. But Notre Dame's one of those teams that's been really close, right? Yep. Mike Bray's lost a couple close ones, and he talked about it after the game about, hey, we got to find a way to close. Last night, Notre Dame pulled it off.
Can I say that Georgia Tech's 3-4 mark kind of shows you, if you look at the details of the 3-4, shows you how cracked up this league is this year? Because there have been stretches in the last decade where Georgia Tech went years without winning road games in conference play, and they've won three on the road and lost all four at home.
Well, I mean, you got.
I mean, what are you talking about?
You got to be able to close. I mean, if you're going to be an NCAA tournament team, you're going to make some noise. I don't care. This is what we're talking about: ACC, Big Ten, whatever. If you're not good at home, you've got no shot. You got no shot. It's too competitive at the top.
This is the Packer and Durham podcast.
Hey guys, I wanted to offer my special congratulations on 100 episodes with my very special guest, Cookie, the pet bunny, who has been wanting to make her Packer and Durham debut, and I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to do it. So, Cookie, how do you feel about Packer and Durham? Same as me. Super proud to be on the show. Thank you guys for the opportunity. Looking forward to many, many more episodes with you guys.
What do you think, boys?
Yeah, saw that rabbit on that screen.
The boys saw the rabbit. Fuller saw the rabbit and was about ready to go through the monitor.
Yep. Chester's not real sure he saw Cookie.
Chester's over here. Chester woke up from a deep sleep and smells rabbit.
Which is why if Clifford shows up here on show 101, there'll be a dog-free zone in this basement.
I sense that tomorrow for the power hour, when Clifford makes the debut, I think the hounds will be upstairs. That's right. I've got hounds. Sorry, Coach K. You've got a dogs. I got hounds. So there you go.
Thank you, Andrea.
Yeah,
it's great to have you with us. You've been fantastic and a big part of what we're doing. We said going to break, we're going to show you the best call we've had in the first 100 shows.
Okay. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
If you were with us, you know
Charlie
how great
North
it is.
Carolina wants to lead off the show. So, Charlie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Fine.
Man, I tell you, I love your show.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm old enough, I knew both of you guys' dads. And they looking down from heaven above, smiling. I guarantee you.
Well, Billy's
probably
not.
Got Bones McKinney up there with
Billy
down too.
Billy's fine, Mark. Mark.
You know, Billy's dead.
I mean,
no, Billy.
Do a great job.
Billy is fine.
Wait a minute. I just talked to
Charlie. Billy.
I just talked to Billy.
No, Charlie.
Something
no,
I don't
Billy
know?
Is
oh,
fine,
I'm sorry,
Mark.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Billy.
I got to go.
Good boy.
Let me just hold on. Can I call Billy right now? Let me call Billy just to make sure.
No, we're not calling Billy. Billy's fine.
Hold on. I'm going to call Billy.
Don't do that.
I'm calling him right now.
Sit the dogs on me. How's that?
Wait.
Sit the dogs on me.
I'm going to call Billy right now.
Don't.
On the air. You can go ask
the question. No, you're not calling Billy.
Call Billy right
now. You're not calling
Billy. Don't do that to me, please.
Wait a minute. Hey, you'll hear the answer if he answers the phone. Hold on a second, Charlie.
All right.
Did he answer?
I'm going to tell you what, Wes.
Did he answer?
He's killing me.
Hello?
Yes.
Barb?
Yeah.
It's Mark. You doing all right?
Yeah.
We have a guy.
I have a
quick. You're on television right now. I need to ask you a quick question. The guy just called the show, Charlie, and said that Billy had passed away. Is he doing all right?
Yeah, he's walking on 4 feet. Yes.
On 4 feet? What's that all about? Oh, okay, great. All right. I just want to get that confirmed. Thank you.
Bye, Barb.
Love you. See you next week for Thanksgiving. All right, Charlie.
Charlie, let's we're good.
Billy's all right. Some about
hey, man,
on top of the world.
I'm so glad.
Me too. Yes. Whew, that was a scary moment there for a while.
It's not even close. It's the best call we've ever had.
I mean, for a second there, I was in bad shape.
When Charles, not, yeah, you were Charles, not good?
I didn't, you know, sometimes news happens when you're on the air.
You never know, right? Yeah, we got a lot of things going on.
Billy's doing fine.
Yeah.
Getting ready to celebrate a big birthday.
Is he?
Coming up in February.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Show debut for Billy?
I predict that Billy will be on the show before the Final Four.
Okay.
I think this basketball season, I will be able to coerce Billy to come into the basement for the show.
Excellent. How about the student athletes? We've had great fun with student athletes.
They've been awesome.
Unbelievable. And it's been a lot of fun for us. But every once in a while, we kind of show our age with student athletes. And we start asking them about music. And in particular, a couple guys from New Jersey. Well, we thought, you know, you're from Jersey, right? Got to be a layup.
Bruce.
Maybe not.
As a Jersey guy, give me your top three Springsteen songs.
I can't name all them. I'm not, honestly, I'm not a huge Springsteen guy.
Oh, whoa, no.
Yes, no. Yes. All right, that's
whoa,
a big.
Whoa.
Wait
whoa,
a second.
Whoa. All right, so.
DeVito, we got to speak, my man. You know what? They are not going to let you cross state lines. Anybody from Jersey that says, I'm not a big Springsteen, you know what? You might as well find a home in New York, my man. You know, I'm going to tell you, Tommy DeVito was on the show recently, a New Jersey kid, quarterback, ACC, and I asked him point blank what his favorite Springsteen song was, and he looked at me like I was speaking Chinese. And he goes, I don't listen to Springsteen. I thought everybody in Jersey listened to Springsteen. So with that said, what's your go-to Bruce song? And if you tell me, Pac, I'm not really a big Bruce fan, I know something's up. So what's the story?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, I might be with Tommy on that one because I got a lot of my friends' dads are huge Bruce fans. I mean, like, you know, the biggest. He still goes to concerts and he's like 50-something years old. So if we had him on the show, I'm sure he could rip a bunch off for you. But, yeah, I need some lessons in Bruce.
When we've had student athletes from around the ACC who are from Jersey, who are roughly in your age group, we ask them if they're Springsteen fans. Are you a Springsteen fan?
I'm absolutely a Springsteen fan.
Thank
goodness. Are people not Springsteen fans?
Well, we've run across a couple who say to the effect that there's a demographic of younger people aren't as big a Springsteen fan as maybe their parents were.
Hey, Sarah, just to let you know, not that there's a hit list or anything, just saying, Kenny Pickett, quarterback, Pitt. Tommy DeVito, quarterback, Syracuse.
Yeah.
Finally, we come across
somebody that
a
likes
Jersey girl loving Springsteen. You become our favorite just like that.
That's it. That's all it took, Sarah.
That's all I'm trying to do out here.
Took a while for us to find one, though.
Still think we're old.
Oh, we are old. Thank you, we are. We definitely are.
Yeah.
Take a look at us. I look like a banker.
Can I tell you how proud I am that you have gone 40 minutes and you're still in that coat?
You know what's happened?
What?
The AC kicked in.
Oh, is that? Got it.
Because I was all definitely right. Going to go Leonard Hamilton and have the tie down around my chest like he had last night.
Yeah. All right. Unbelievable.
Packer and Durham.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Hey, Wes and Pat, congrats on your 100th show. Proud of you, proud for the ACC Network. I look forward to seeing you in the basement soon. Go Jackets.
Well, 404.
The culture.
Could be coming to the 704. What that?
Got two rules.
That's it, Coach. If you're in the neighborhood recruiting, here's the deal. Pass the sniff test, Chester and Fuller, right. Bring breakfast. Two things. You do those things, you're good to go. Anybody can literally walk through those doors right now. If you do those two things. Anybody.
I mean, Billis did it.
I mean, we've had the Deacon deliver us coffee.
Yep.
Jay Billis multiple times, even though he asked to duck.
Lug and Bill?
Lugs multiple times.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
I don't know where you started this. I don't know if you did it before we started the show, but you got into, we always, when we have these student athletes, we've had almost 30 now, it seems like.
I just thought this league is so unique because of the great academics in this conference. I mean, we talk about championships all the time, but what makes this league different is academics and athletics are important, and it's proven when you go to the U.S. World News and Report list, and I mean, you'll see, what, 14 schools in the top 75. I mean, it's crazy how good it is. So I just assume if we're going to have student athletes on the show, I always find it interesting because I always told you I would like to teach classes. I told President Clements that on Monday.
If anybody saw the Monday show from New Orleans, there was a moment of weakness where Pack and Jim Clements, the president of Clemson, were discussing you teaching class.
I told him I would love to do that. All right. I've done a couple guest lectures in the past.
Entrepreneurship?
I could do that too. I could go a lot of different directions. But nevertheless, I thought if we're going to have student athletes on the show, I'm curious. No matter where they are, whether it be in Syracuse or Miami or anywhere in between, I'm always curious what is the most difficult course student athletes have to take while they're at their respective school. So we've kind of incorporated that now as a fixture on the show.
Here we go. We've had fun with this question with every player we've had. Mm-hmm. What's the most difficult class you've had so far at the U?
The hardest class.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
I can't even think of one.
All right, so I was a history major at first. So the history classes were hard.
It's going to sound like it's not difficult, but I had a Harry Potter class.
All right, this is going to sound pretty lame, but it was called Russian Fairy Tales.
And then I switched over into sports administration, and that, I didn't really like it.
I had to say Spanish.
I would have to say Spanish.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just proud that you didn't say Spanish. Yeah.
Spanish is not, in my opinion, the hard. I took 3 years of Spanish at Louisville.
Seems like every single time we have a student athlete on from Louisville, Spanish comes up in some shape, way, or form.
So right now, I probably would say English just because, like, we got a lot of papers.
The professors took them, like, super, super serious. And that's good, but it wasn't my forte.
Microbiology. I originally, when I came in, I wanted to do nursing, and that was one of the prerequisites. And I took that class, and I said, I don't want to do nursing anymore.
BC makes you have a language requirement, and I had to take 4 semesters of French.
So now I'm a human and social development major, and all of my classes are hard. So, like, it's not just one class.
A psychology class called cognitive neuroscience.
Whoa. Cognitive neuroscience?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you what it was about. If I knew, I'd probably have done better in the class, but
there's just super
there's gotta
hard.
Be
it's
one, like, DJ.
All of my classes are legit hard. Like hard.
That's how you felt at Elon, wasn't it? They were all hard. Oh, here you go. Here we go.
Just remember.
Yeah.
They were nice enough to give me a degree.
That's it.
Right there.
How are the Hoopsters doing, by the way?
Coach Schrage on the road in Philly tonight against Drexel.
You know what? That would be, you can't spell Elon without an L. What's the record now?
5-13 down.
Yeah, there you go. 5-14. Let's go.
13.
No, 14 tonight. 14 today.
I don't know. We'll check the scoreboard in the morning.
The student athletes, though, are so good. And we've had so much fun with them.
I can't tell you what a joy it's been to really talk to the young people that, you know, that compete in sports in the ACC and do go to these institutions and have to balance it. And it is a balance. There's no doubt.
There's no question about it. And the other thing, too, is, you know, if you're a fan sitting at home watching these games, and obviously football and basketball get all the exposure, but the beautiful thing about ACC Network is you're now going to be exposed to other Olympic sports, and you're going to see stars, and you go, wow, man, she's unbelievable in soccer or field hockey or whatever the case may be, and you get a chance to meet them through our show, and I love talking to the student-athletes.
Yep.
It's one of the highlights, I think, of our show, and you never know what you're going to get. Like, even that question, we're just having fun, what's the hardest class, and you know, if you're a college educated person now and you look back and you were asked that question, you'd probably do the same thing and go, oh man, let me think about that a second. And so we kind of put them on the spot. We take them away from what you get to see them do on the field or on the court, and kind of make them a little more personalized from all that.
It's important too that we acknowledge the great help we've gotten from folks in sports information.
Oh, no question.
The people at the sports information offices and communications offices at these schools have been just first rate with us in getting us not only the coaches and administrators and folks like that, but also the student athletes who have to, you know, come in most cases and join us via, you know, a camera on their campus or things like that. And we're kind of taking them in, out of their comfort zone too. I mean, not a lot of them, you know, have gotten used to the whole, you know, talking to somebody on a camera and that kind of thing, but it's been great to talk to them. The Louisville Spanish thing.
It is weird. It's
unbelievable.
And if you didn't catch any of those Q&As with the student athletes, it all really, that whole question started with Lamar Jackson on our old SiriusXM show. And we were doing an ACC kickoff years ago, and Lamar Jackson, after winning the Heisman, sat down with me, and we got into football, but then I like to find out a little bit more about them other than just what they do. And so that I started the whole Q&A with Lamar about his hardest class, and he immediately answered, oh man, Spanish. And so that's why it became kind of a running joke with this show that almost singly every single time we've had a student athlete on from Louisville, it's always been Spanish.
Yeah.
And of course the coveted invite, Katie George was like, oh no, it took 3 years. I got this, yada, yada. Of course, you know, she graduated like in a day and a half from Louisville. She's so smart. But it is cool though to see the student athletes have fun with that question.
Yeah. It's really good. We're looking forward to more of it as we wind our way through the winter and on into the spring before the close of the academic year in the month of May. By the way, Pac told you there we have two rules. We set it up early. You got to pass the sniff test and you got to bring breakfast, right?
Yep.
And early on, Eric McLean was one of our favorites for a lot of reasons. But the number one reason was because he brought breakfast. Are we ready for this?
I think we're ready for this.
Have the doors been stress test? Wait.
We're going to find out right now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, get them, boys. Get them. Get him. He's bringing breakfast, I think.
Close the door. Number one. Close the door.
There's sniff Chester. Test. There's
everybody good?
Sniff
look,
test.
Look, look, look. Check me out, boys.
Oh, nice.
Hot and ready.
Nice.
Oh, look at those things.
Tremendous.
Look at that, huh?
You guys aren't on a diet, are you?
No.
No, okay, good. I'm not today of a program. There you go.
All right. How you doing, big fella?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We'll get you locked in here.
Come on.
Look at this. We are absolutely testing the width of the camera.
So I would just say this before we get into football. And here's a shot of what McLean brought for breakfast.
Killer.
Right there.
Where'd you get those, big boy?
So here's what I would say to you.
Can I say it on here?
What did you bring for us? Because that would be Chester's and Fuller's.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I only see two, and that's about what the boys would handle.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And then Luganville gave us breakfast out of his robe pocket one day.
Yeah. Luges was, I will give Luges credit, though, because every time he showed up in his radio robe, his Captain America mask, he would bring something from a different locale, which I appreciated his creativity with that, even though some were better than others, like anything else. But Luges is also first rate.
I'll say this, too. Jay Billis, two appearances, two breakfasts.
Yep. Billis, always good. I think it's his wife, though, that does it. I think it's Wendy that looks at him and says,
Wendy?
Yeah. I think Wendy says, Jay, two things. Number one, you're a guest. Bring something, right? Because you know Jay really doesn't want to bring us breakfast. So I think I'm giving Jay's better half all the credit. And Wendy also gives him two or three things to take out of their house that they don't want that we put here in the basement. So it's kind of a two-for-one special from the Billis family.
So, but thanks to all the student athletes. Thanks to everybody that's participated, Mac especially. Our regulars on this show have been phenomenal. Yeah. We've got Seth Greenberg joined us yesterday from New York, and Eric McLean, and Andrew Adelson.
It's the whole ACC Network group, whether it be the huddle or Nothing But Net or any of the talent and people behind the scenes. It's one big happy family.
We got more to go in hour two today, by the way. We got more look backs at the previous 99 shows. You're still in the coat. I like it.
You know, I tell you what, I'm not going to say I'm getting, because I'm kind of a jeans and the baseball hat guy.
I know you are.
But kind of digging the suit a little bit.
Oh, no. There's no chance.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.